Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Kavita told her father that she did not believe that Jonathan had anything to do with the spreading of her photograph and he should not pursue the matter. He promised to do so as long as she promised to stay away from Jonathan. She agreed. James told Jonathan that a national symposium, Masquerade Lives On, is coming up and asked him to record his jingle to a masquerade beat, and he agreed. Denzel told Kavita that a friend had sent a photograph of her and he was sure that Jonathan was a part of it. Jonathan arrived and an angry Denzel punched him. Right now, Jonathan is at home when someone enters his room.
You hear that? Come in.
It's not your dad.
Kavita? What are you doing here?
Just thought I'd come over and check on you. Your dad just left to buy water.
Okay.
What are you up to?
I'm just playing around with some music. Masquerade music.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it really is.
How's your eye?
It's getting better.
I'm so sorry about that. Denzel shouldn't have hit you.
Well, maybe I kind of deserve it.
I'm serious. He shouldn't have done that. This is a guy who talks about how violence negatively affects his society, and then he punches you.
Yeah.
I guess there is a bit of a hypocrisy in everybody.
Don't say that about him. Like I said, I maybe kind of deserved it. If it wasn't for me, your pictures never would have ended up in that group. I was reckless with my phone, and I let my friends get their hand on what should have remained private.
Right.
I will never stop apologizing, Kavita.
Daddy and Denzel are convinced it was you who did it.
Nothing will ever change your mind, eh?
I made Daddy promise to drop it.
Kavita, you know if it was me, I would be honest and tell you, right? I wouldn't be able to keep up with the life for so long.
I believe you.
Guess that's the only thing that matters.
I just want to wipe the slate clean and just have a fresh start.
Okay, Kavita.
Eventually, it will be something else. And everybody will forget about me.
Sooner than later, I hope.
Yeah. So?
So?
Are you growing out your hair again?
Something like that. Or I might just cut it off.
looks good on you either way.
That's what the ladies say.
Ladies? How many ladies are we talking about?
I don't know. 100?
Why be for real?
I'm just kidding. I'm just chilling for now by myself. Since we broke up, I haven't dated anyone serious.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I tried, but you know.
Well, me and Denzel were pretty serious.
So that's over? Over?
Yeah. I don't want to be dating anybody right now. For so long, I've just not been myself, you know?
I get that.
I was with you. We went to your party and I've been through so much, Johnson.
And I caused you so much pain. I'm really sorry, Kavita.
You've apologized plenty enough. It's time to move on.
Yeah.
I won't be dating anybody for a while. My healing journey, just taking care of Kavita, you know?
I respect that.
I'm young and I have plenty time to date.
Think you and Denzel will ever get back together?
No. I mean, he's not bad or anything, but I guess my attraction to him just started wearing off.
I see.
We're going to be friends for the rest of our lives, but not a romantic relationship.
Okay, and what about me?
What about you?
Nothing, Kavita.
We had our time, Jonathan. It's time for everybody to move on.
I hear you.
And plus, Daddy made me promise to stay away from you.
Ah, that again.
Yeah, that again.
Okay.
But I think I'm old enough to make my own decisions.
No, I agree with that.
Friends?
Always.
Cool. Can I hear some of this masquerade music you're working on?
Actually, I'll be doing a version of the jingle to masquerade music.
Ah, nice. Helping to keep the culture alive.
Yes.
Well, let me hear it then.
I love you, Lord. For your mercy.
All right, come in. Everything set. Lord, please let this go well. Hi, John.
Coretta, I didn't expect to find you home at this time.
I asked Ignatius for a little time off.
Oh.
I cook your favorite, roti and beef curry.
It smells nice.
Plus, I make a big mug of swang.
Well, that is the first thing I'm going to drink. The heat is something else.
Come, sit. Let's eat.
Thanks.
The limes were so juicy.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready to eat.
You mind if I say a little prayer first?
Sure. Go ahead.
Dear God, thank you for providing us with this food. May it nourish our bodies. Amen.
Amen.
Beef soft and nice.
Yeah.
What you told me is a young cow.
Okay.
So, how are we going with Goldman?
All right. We just doing over the fence.
Nice.
We should finish by Saturday.
Okay.
So, how things at work?
The usual. Ignatius hired some new staff the other day.
That's good. People need work.
Yes.
This is delicious, Coretta.
I'm glad you like it.
It going down nice with the swank.
It's a good combination.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah?
I want to talk to you about something.
Okay.
Please, I don't want you to get upset.
What is it?
I know you've been acting funny since you come home. We ain't even intimate or anything.
Does all you to study?
No, but we're husband and wife, and we've been apart for so long that
If I'm not in the mood, I'm not in the mood.
And that is okay. But I want to ask you something.
What?
Promise me you're not going to get upset.
Coretto, just ask the question, man.
All right.
Yes?
Anything happened to you when you were in prison?
What kind of nonsense you asking me?
John!
I should have known some nonsense like this.
John, where are you going? Wait! John!
Greta, why are you calling me? I give you the afternoon.
Ignatius.
What? What happened?
I try to talk to John.
And what happened? What happened to him?
He get angry when I ask if anything happened to him in prison and he storm out the house.
Oh, boy.
Ignatius, I don't know what to do after this.
Coretta, I think you should just let it be.
What you mean?
Just leave him alone. We don't know what happened. We can imagine, but we don't know. Don't force him to talk about it. If he wanted to tell you anything, he can tell you in your own time.
So this is how I supposed to live in the meantime? With a husband hiding things from me?
Just carry on as normal.
How? John is my husband. And since he come out of prison, not a thing ain't going on between me and he.
So that is what you want? A little of it?
I am a woman with needs, Ignatius.
But how you the making out when he been in prison?
With prayer and fasting. But he come out now.
Right.
I can't continue like this, not knowing which direction we go in.
All right, Coretta. I hear you, but I still think you need to be patient. Sometimes it's hard for men to talk about their experiences, especially traumatic experiences. Give him time. Show him the love.
And what if he never tell me what happened?
Then you have the choice to file for divorce.
Hi. Okay.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
I hope John finds the courage to talk to you.
John?
Yeah, it's me, Coretta.
It's what time?
After midnight.
And you now come back?
Yeah.
Where you been?
Just walking.
Oh, you drink?
I had a little something.
Oh, you should bathe before you come in this bed.
Coretta.
John?
I'm gonna tell you what happened.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Murundi Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
Bato! Show respect for your fellow man, cause today we here, tomorrow we gone. The sun will set after the dawn, but King Masquerade will live on, man by man.
Do the masquerade dance. Heel and toe, stumble lady going to market, breastplate, bop walk, boy robin, Scottish Highlander, toe tip, donkey parade, and shuffle. Masquerade lives on.